caller. Mobile. Woke up, old man. W2T Mobile for about...
Good morning, Rusty. Yeah, you're right. I was watching Bin Laden getting ready to go to Aldi's and Walmart here. How's your day going?
I didn't get any breakfast until about 10:30 this morning because I had a fasting labs first thing this morning. And then I had my Medicare review this morning. And went and tried out a new donut shop. And they have kolaches and donuts. And the kolach was good. And I went and put some gas in the car at Sam's Club. And now I'm headed back to the house, meeting a guy that's going to tell me what it's going to cost to get my gutters covered in, so I won't build up leaves anymore.
Bad idea. They do sell stuff, but I know Costco's had. I don't know if Sam's did or not, but you're probably like me and not able to do it. It looks like a filler, and you put it in those gutters, and does the same thing as Rain Guard. You want to watch that. There's a lot of shysters out there on that Rain Guard stuff. And I'm sure there's probably some honest ones, too. But they can really nail you for a lot of money. Oh, we're just passing the Cunningham Fire Department. What was that other thing you said? You ate a galacha or something?
K-O-L-A-C-H-E-S. And my sister says you pronounce it kolaches. And I'm not sure, but anyway, it was good. It had sausage and cheese in it and everything. Now, I got leaf filter folks coming out to give me a price. I'm just getting prices right now. Everything is held up because my money was held up till tomorrow. So I wouldn't get able to go do a couple of things I intended to do today. But, you know, I'll have to get that done tomorrow. And everything like that. So, you know, it is what it is, as they say. But, and because I went to the kolaches, I got there, went to Shipley's, the Shipley's Donuts, and as they call it, and I put their app on my phone. I got two free glazed donuts to take home with me.
I'll put some coffee after a while. Oh, I wanted to go get some of those pain patches. I forget. What do they call them, Bernice? Stuff that's hot and cold. I forget what they call it. But got a lot of pain last night and today for some reason. I don't know if it's because of that front approaching. So I wanted to get about a dozen of those things. And I was considering whether to turn down this old Rutherford, or North Rutherford Road, I guess it is. But Wyatt said that wasn't quite done down there, so I'm going to abstain for that for a while down by Dave's house. We're just going to... Nothing in particular planned for the day. I didn't hear a lot on HF last night, and had a lot of pain, so I said the heck with it and shut down early and watched a movie with Grace there.
Well, I am just arriving back home, and I got to park so the guy that's coming out to, with his truck to do the check of the roof and the measurements and all that stuff will have room to get in here. But anyway, I'm back to the house, and I didn't turn on the radio last night either. And by the time I got home, it was about 10:30, after 10 o'clock last night. So I didn't even turn on the radio at all. So anyway, well, I'm back to the house, and I'll talk to you later. I'll have the radio on inside here in a few minutes. N0TR, W2T, 73 for right now.
Okay, Rusty, have a good day, and good luck on that. 73, W2T, N0TR, clear.
PWA, mobile.
Joe Project Gun, KF4NXY.
Launch into the joys of travel on 85. Yeah, I got it done, bud. And I got it done in a timely manner. And I allotted myself 45 minutes to go from Gaffney to the Pelham Road exit, which is only 31 miles. Yet here I am at 11:22, and I'm still 20 minutes out. I'm going to tell you what, traveling this interstate is just a nightmare. I mean, I love the state of South Carolina. I wouldn't live anywhere else. Good people love it to death. But I'm going to tell you something. Our roads department is a joke.
Yeah, I know. It's a mess. And if I can stay off the interstate, I do. I go down the bumpy back roads with all the potholes, but to get from point A to point B.
Moan and groan and complain for the morning. So, anyhow, yeah, I'm finally moving again. I'm down here about Sparkburg, and I got to go all the way down to Highway 14 to get off. There at 14 in Pelham. Right before you get to the malfunction junction.
I've got several of those around here. Yeah, I'm sitting here waiting on the physical therapist to come to turn me loose completely from their whatever. they haven't been very punctual, or some days they ain't even showed up.
New way of doing business, bud. You know? And hey, I've been waiting on a transmission for 2 weeks with this extended warranty company. I'm about to get me a lawyer.
It's real aggravating when a business doesn't do what you pay them to do.
Well, in the meantime, that's enough moaning and groaning. So, I tell you what, I used that radio last night, and KB2HXS lives about 8 miles from me, and we were able to ground wave on that 450. We were able to ground wave on 80 and 40.
Good, that's good. One of y'all, if you would send me the phone number again for the paint and body guy, because I definitely want to get the old truck painted and probably the Lincoln too.
Well, just as soon as I get off the interstate here, I'll get it sent down to you, but I figure I'm going to be on the interstate for another 30 minutes. This place is a nightmare. So, anyhow, I will get it to you today, Dave. I promise. So, and that reminded me of something. I've got to make a phone call to this extended warranty bunch and find out what the heck is going on. When do I get my truck back? So, anyhow, I'm going to go ahead and jump off and make a phone call. I'll try to hit you back in about 15 minutes. So, 73, KN4BWA, I'm clear.